Heart, 10:06. Magic Man, Jason's classic cut on a Wednesday, 10:07, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If you have any thoughts on the humanitarian crisis and how Republicans should navigate, now I called it brilliance on the Democratic part, how Republicans should navigate, how Democrats are trying to turn this around and put Republicans on the spot by now pulling a number, $3.7 billion, out of you know where. Well, you have to pass this now or you hate children. You see what those kids are going through. Never pointing out that it was the president's own policy that's largely responsible for a horrible humanitarian crisis. And the president has been just trying to ignore this and keep his jersey clean, as he has with so many other crises. A friend writes, the only reason that the Democrats are able to make a move that appears to be brilliant is because 51% of the sheeple in this country are uneducated dullards that can easily be led to the slaughter. If the Democrats had attempted something like this with an informed, educated public, they would be impeached. We have about 100 million people in this country that, if they lived in the animal kingdom, would be food. But it does work. So he basically creates a situation that puts tens of thousands of children at peril. And again, I know the problem existed, but it has grown dramatically since his policy, that Executive Dream Act, and by executive fiat. So now they want $3.7 billion. However, the president is holding off on the deportation changes that would allow for the government to more quickly get rid of these kids. Now, I asked yesterday, why won't he go to the border? Because he doesn't know what the hell to do. He doesn't want to go stare a problem in the face where he doesn't have an answer. The answer is to more quickly deport these kids. The answer is to change the law so when they come to the border, they can be just, if you will, catch and release the way Mexican citizens are. That's the answer. Now, here's the problem. If you propose that, you're heartless. Wow. How can you suggest? So you're going to just turn these kids away. That is the answer. This wasn't a problem in the Bush era when the law concerning the non-contiguous Central American countries was passed. It is now. People and sometimes parents are coming too, but people are dumping their kids, believing that they will be able to live in the United States. Now that he has created this perception, he can do whatever he wants to suggest that he's trying to eliminate this perception. But the reality is, until we eliminate the draw, the magnet, that there's a process where they can come here and there's a hearing and blah, 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 and that they, and despite what the White House says, they are not deporting, even through that process, in large numbers. In the meantime, the conditions, and the White House is trying to hide these conditions from the public, are horrendous. Todd Starnes reports, the Obama administration refuses to tell the American people what's really happening inside those camps housing illegal immigrant children. They've threatened to arrest workers who who would have all Jenny information. They've even refused entry to members of Congress. But, he says late yesterday, and I believe it's actually Monday, word came down that the Department of Health and Human Services would allow members of the media to tour one of the camps. However, there were a few restrictions. Reporters could not bring recording devices. They would not be allowed to ask any questions, and they would not be allowed to speak with any staff members or children. Starnes writes, folks, this is what we call an old-fashioned dog and pony show. One lawmaker blasted the administration's gag order, calling it a violation of the First Amendment. You know why? Because they're hellholes. That's why. And you have a lot of unimmunized children with a variety of diseases. And those who aren't sick are going to get sick. Those who don't have lice are getting lice. Images of lice running down kids' faces. What happened to that liberal compassion? Wow. They attach dollar sign to it. That's what they always do. These kids have been in this situation for weeks, months, and now, oh, but if you don't spend $3.7 billion, and we're not going to tell you exactly how it's happening, well, you're the heartless one. I do understand the desperation, Jason's pointing out, that families would travel all of those miles to abandon their children, yeah, for a better life. And the argument that things have further destabilized in some of the countries and have become less safe, that is true. But I think Newt Gingrich made on, it was this week, I saw it on Sunday, this week without George Stephanopoulos, but they still call it that, it's Martha Raddatz, said, look, a recent, I don't remember where he got the number, around the world, 100 million people want to come here. If we're not going to turn these kids away, why turn anyone away? Well, yeah, but they're detained, and then there's a hearing, and then they very possibly are released anyway. Because we feel we just simply cannot turn away these kids, cannot just throw them to the wolves. Are they in a better situation right now? Are they? Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but the answer is the lifeboat can only take on so many at one time. And now there are Hispanic lawmakers in California that want these kids dubbed refugees. Good God. Could you imagine what that would do? You would be talking millions. The answer here is to immediately change the policy so these kids are turned away. And I know how heartless that sounds. That is the answer. And Republicans should not be bullied into passing this $3.7 billion by saying, well, you just don't care. How are you going to pay for it, and where exactly is it going? That's my position on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Shay in Green Bay. Shay, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Shay, you there? Shay apparently cannot hang on. All right, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I have more to say on this, but if you would like to weigh in, those are the numbers. It's 10:15.
The Jerry Bader Show.